Hi guys, it's Pitch for Metal Gods TV, and I'm here with Suma. How you doing, guys? Girls?
Yeah, cheers.
Okay, so you played the Sophie stage yesterday about 8 o'clock. You've already played it before. Was it last year?
Yeah, last year on the New Blood stage.
How do you think it differs from last year?
Size.
Certainly.
Yeah, yeah.
Crowd reception from the crowd.
It was mad, to be honest. Like, I think we're all a bit lost for words about it. So it was just so big. It was the biggest show of our lives.
Overwhelming response. Far beyond what I expected.
Definitely. Yeah.
We had a good response last time as well, but this time it's just like 3 times as many people. So it's like hairs on the back of your neck when you look at it. It's like, oh, all of those people here for us.
How did you get to the New Blood stage last year? Because I know you're a finalist a couple of years ago.
Yeah, so we did the Metal to the Masses in Camden and kind of got through to the last thing, the last round of it, and we didn't win, but Simon Hall basically was like, I want you guys to come.
Impressed enough to say, come on.
Yeah, well, luckily for us.
We're a bit of a wild card because we're not straight up metal though. Kind of we managed to fit in just about, I think, with the other bands.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, it was cool. So, yeah, so we got invited to come and play the New Blood stage and then got invited back this year. So
that's brilliant. I mean, like I said, I saw you yesterday. I thought you guys were really good. The first time I've ever heard of you. You know, so come as a senior. So not because I was interviewing you anyway. Sorry, anyway. For people who haven't obviously seen you, how would you describe it? Because you said you're not really like metal. How would you describe the sound? People haven't heard you.
We often get compared to bands like Tool and Carnival, so that kind of vein, that sort of more proggy side of things.
Yeah, still heavy-ish,
but post-metal, bit melody.
Post-proggy. Like Cult of Luna and Isis chucked in there as well. Yeah. So the heavier side of things.
I know you've been to a couple of like magazines and websites that describe you like Cult of Luna-y sort of style anyway.
Very much so.
So it's basically a heavier influence on dynamics than just straight up metal, you know. It's got to have peaks and troughs and volume and intensity.
Yeah. It's about dynamism, emotion.
It's nice.
I'll shut up now.
So you've released an album last year. Are you touring that?
We've not done any touring at all. Well, we did a nano tour, which was about 3 or 4 dates with some friends of ours in a band called Core of Io, who are an amazing techie, mathy sort of band. And we've got some plans for the tail end of this year, just before Christmas. We're going on a 7-day tour, a few Bristol, London, a few places up north and stuff. So there's stuff coming up, but we've just seemed to manage to get by just playing shitloads of gigs.
That's really the best way, keep it on the road.
Exactly.
So tour's coming up in the future. Album wise, anything popular?
Yeah, I think that's probably the next step, sort of. Maybe we got these run of shows at the end of the year, but after that, I think definitely quieting down, finish up. Well, we've started writing already and we've done a lot of that, so honing those tunes in and writing some more. So yeah, just working on new album, basically. Album number 2.
Yeah. What other festivals you've done? And I know Bloodstock's not the only one you've done.
We played Techfest 2014, but other than that, festival-wise...
2015.
Sorry, 2015.
So we do Mammoth Fest.
Desert Fest. We played on the prog stage with Amplifier. That was amazing.
Camden Rocks, did I think we...
Not Camden Rocks. We don't like Camden Rocks anymore. And then Mammoth Fest down in Brighton as well. So, yeah.
How was that?
It's awesome, man. Like, we know the guys who run it relatively well, so they sorted us out. Again, like, we're a bit of a sort of a wild card for them as well, because I guess we will be for a lot of metal festivals going on.
I should have asked earlier, how are you enjoying Bloodstock this year? As a whole, is there any bands you're looking at?
Shining, later on. Brutai are really good. They're playing on the Sophie stage. Gojira, obviously.
Mastodon.
Twisted Sister.
I've never heard them, and I've just heard a lot of things about like some interesting stuff that they say and stand up for. So I'm going to go and watch them on the merit of that.
It's last tour as well.
Yeah, exactly. So
so pick you guys up at sumner.com.
Sumerband.uk.
Facebook.
Facebook, again, pretty much is everything Sumerband. So, sumerband.uk, Facebook / Sumerband, Twitter, it's Mr. Sumer Band. So,
YouTube Sumer Band.
Brilliant. Cheers, guys. Thank you.